Yes,
Oh, we're up
we are
to, they did
hoping.
it again. You learned that from somewhere else, right?
Right, we are.
I'm a Dalit, I'm an
We
elf.
was a hekesh
Right.
or a
Or Xereshava.
zereshah.
And now we're going to bring a Tana, Haitana, Maisilab, Xereshava, Mi Midbar. Now, in other words, we had it either from a Hekesh or from a Xereshava of Shvi'i Shvi'i. I think it was the Xereshava of Shvi'i Shvi'i. I think it was the Xereshava. Yeah, Shvi'i Shvi'i Xereshava from the Hekesh, Bechodesh Shvi'i.
But why do we need, like, I remember when we were doing like different sugyas about Hekesh, you know, all the different ways of learning. Why do we need to, like, it's better to have one, but so what? We have now a Hekesh. Why do we need a Gzera Shava? I mean, there's no Kasha. Like, usually, that the way the Gemara that I've seen is that, like, there's a Hekesh, there's a problem with, right? The Hekesh will push, you know, we'll have a problem with the Hekesh. It will either say it's over-inclusive or under-inclusive or some issue. And then we'll say, no, you can't do that. Or it's not a problem because we have a Gzera, we have a Lima from Halacha Mishnah Sinai that it's a Gzera Shav. We're fine. Here we have a Hekesh. So I mean, here we have a good Lima. What are we digging? I mean, like, I feel like this would only cause us more issues because now we could ask, you know, maybe we should learn more stuff out if it's a Gzera Shav. Like, what are we doing here?
You ask compelling questions, young man. I don't know why you ended up being a lawyer and not a magachir, but okay, you can do both, by the way. You can really do both. So it's apparently this is a discussion of Pnei Yeshua, Turi Evan, others talk about this. The Achronim speak about your question. And apparently what they say is that the Gemara doesn't necessarily only mean that. If it wasn't, I would have only learned it out from here, not there. But apparently the Gzera Shava enhances the Limud halachically. In other words, this isn't just a question of semantics. This actually will make difference in how you understand how you're learning out this halacha, and it will change. But that's enough for the scope of our conversation. But so, if you want, you can go do some more research to Evan Pnei Yeshua. But yeah, that your question is on the mark, and there is lots of ink that has been written used to answer your question, okay? Now the Gemara is going to say, but maybe we learned that from a different Gzeira Shava. Let's see where that is. Haitana. Haitana, Maisilab Gzeira Shava. We're on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. I would say around 14 lines from the top. Haitana, Maisilab Gzeira Shava, Mi Midbar. There's another Tana which is just going to bring a different Gzeira Shava. And it's just a question of where the source is from. It seems like the Tanya. Utkatem trua tkia bifne atzma trua bifne atzma. Atarm tkia bifne atzma trua bifne atzma eino ela tkia u trua achas. Yikishu oimer vahakil es hakohol tiskau veloi sariu. Havi oimer tkia bifne atzma usrua bifne atzma. I see that there are two different things. Umi nayin v'shepshuta lifaneha. How do we know that there is a pshuta before it? I don't know that this has to be a tkia before the trua. Tamalom utkatem trua. Uminayin shepshuta lacharea. Tamalom trua yisko. So first it says, one pasuk says first tkia, then trua. That pasuk says first trua, then tkia. Rabbi Shmuel ben Yishai b'yochem ebroiko oimer ein etzarach. Hari u oimer tkatem trua shenis. Shein tamalom is shenis. Ma tamalom is shenis. Why does it say the second time? Of course it's shenis if you're already repeating it. So why is it saying shenis? Everywhere else it says trua, there should be a tkia after it. I only know this is true in the midbar, by Rosh Hashanah, minayin. This is talking about when Klai Yisrael was traveling, that's what it was. There's tkia, there should be a pshuta lefanea, pshuta achareo. How do I know by Rosh Hashanah, also tamalomer, trua l'gzei reshava. It says trua by the midbar. It says trua by Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, we make gzeira shava from midbar. Ushloisha trua is nemu b'Rosh Hashanah. Shabbos and zichron trua yom trua v'ata shayfer trua. Ushtei tkiyos l'chol achas v'achas. Mitzino l'meidim ushloisha trua is v'sheish tkiyos. Tkiya trua tkiya tkiya trua tkiya tkiya trua tkiya. Nemu b'Rosh Hashanah. And then tzol l'meidim. Shalosh truas v'sheish tkiyas nemar b'Rosh Hashanah. Shtayim midivrei Torah, v'achas midivrei Seifrim. Shabbos and zichron truah, v'ata shayfer truah midivrei Torah. Yom Trua Yalachem Litalmudai Huba. Let's see what that is.
So this sheet obviously holds that you don't, you know, we had questions and how do you know where, you know, where to learn. We had like, we need a different sukkim. How do you know Trua? How do you know Tekiah? How do you know Trua? We had all these different sukkim.
Right.
Obviously he doesn't need any of those psukim.
Right. He's got his own, he's doing his own thing, it seems like. He's learning out from his own psukim. Totally different.
Right.
And he said it doesn't seem like he needs, I mean, actually some of them are do overlap, but many of them occur that he's bringing over, and that's kind of the Gemara's question. Like, it seems like these two are not necessarily agreeing with each other. Right? So that's what the Gemara is assuming at the moment. This is a different Makar. And we're saying about this.
I'm a little lost, like three lines up from the lines get large.
You're a little lost, you said?
No, I mean, I don't understand what the Gemara is saying. When, like, okay, three lines up.
Right, so let's start over here. It says, Shalosh Truos Nemar Rosh Hashanah. There's three Truos that are mentioned by Rosh Hashanah. Well, it's not just Rosh Hashanah, it's Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, by the way, as you saw beforehand. Shabbos and Zichron Trua, Yom Trua, those two Pesukim are both by Rosh Hashanah. And the Vavarta Shofar Trua, which is actually by Yom Kippur. But we mentioned before the Gzer Shava that's going to link Yom Kippur to Rosh Hashanah. Shtaim Tkiyos B'chol Achas V'Achas. You're going to have two Tkiyos by every Trua. Because it's Tekiah before and Tekiah after. So, Nimtena Lemedim, so what is our bottom line? Shalosh Truos V'Shesh Tekiahs Nemar B'Rosh Hashanah. Shtayim, the Truos are Midivrei Torah. And Achas from the Truos is Midivrei Seferim. Why is that? Because two of the Truos were mentioned by Rosh Hashanah, Shabbos and Zichron Trua and Vavarta Shofar Trua. Those were both Rosh Hashanah straight Pesukim. Those are Midivrei Torah. Yom Trua Yelachem, that one you can't really learn out from because L'Talmudai Huba. Because this pasuk is going to be needed for the Gzera Shava of Trua. As we mentioned before, there's a Gzera Shava of Trua. So therefore, you can't really say that I'm going to learn from this pasuk that you're blowing because it's needed for the Gzera Shava. So it's really only kind of like the Rabbanon according to this Mandamar. Because this mandam is using a gzeres shav of trua. Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni Omer Rabbi Yonasan, Achas, one of the truas is midivrei Torah. Ushtayim, and two of them are actually midivrei seifrim. Why is that? Vavarta seifer trua, that one is going to be midivrei Torah. But Shabbos and Zichron trua and Yom trua yalechem, both of them are the Talmud Ahuba. 38 minutes. The Gemara says, Maila Talmud Ahuba. In other words, one of them we know, the one that we said in the previous, Yom Trua Yelachem, we understood why you need it for the Hekesh of Trua Trua. But what's the other one? It says, the Gemara, Mibai Li Bayoim Veloy Belaila. Apparently, we need the Pasuk of Yom Trua Yelachem to tell me, Bayoim you blow and not Belaila. And then we're going to use the other Pasuk.
That's only the word Yom.
Right.
The word trua to tell me the midivrei sefer, no? And it's not midivrei sefer for the word trua. Just the word yaim is a problem.
Yeah, but you can't have the word yaim without the word trua. So we kind of like, that pasuk has already been you know, used up already.
We slice and dice like different words.
Yes, you're right. Stop being so feisty. I don't know the answer to that question. I don't know when we slice and dice and when we don't slice and dice. When do we dice psukim? I don't know. I hear you. We seem to do that. We like make a drush on the bi, ube, you know, and right. You know, the kri and the ksiv and the sukkah, sukkois, basukkois, or something like that. Yeah, I don't know when we slice and dice. I don't know the answer to that, but that's a good point. The idach, the other one.
I can't find the place. Where are we?
We're slicing and dicing, so we're not really.
Yeah, I got that. Five.
Okay, we're on daf lamed dalet amid aleph. We're basically right by the wide lines. There's like the first wide line. It says, Rav Shmuel ben Achmini Omer. I think we're up. Are we up to there? Yeah, we start from there. Okay, Rav Shmuel ben Achmini Omer. You see where we are, Rav Pinchas?
I do. Thank you.
Good. Rav Shmuel ben Achmini Omer. One of these tkias or truas is going to be midivrei Torah. The other two are both going to be midivrei seifrim because vavarta seifrim truah is midivrei Torah. Shabbos and zichron truah and yom truah yelachem are both going to be litalmudai hutzarach. They're needed to learn out some sort of drasha. My talmuda. What's not the first mandor said only one of them is needed litalmuda. Now we're saying two of them are needed litalmuda. Why is that? Miboy lebayoyim veloy belaylo. So the first one said we need the pasuk just to tell us the gzereshav of truah truah. And that's one pasuk. Now this mandarma says you need another pasuk to tell me by yoim v'loy balayla. The idach by yom v'loy balayla minale. The other mandarma says where do we learn by yom v'loy? He said only one of them is learned for Talmudai. So he seems to be that he's somehow learning up by yom v'loy balayla somewhere else. Where does he learn it from? By yom v'loy balayla minale. Nafklemi by yom hakipurim. Again, we kind of like already linked Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah in their shayfer. Not for yom kippurim. E mi bayoyim akipurim yalef nigmar nami minei lipshuta lefenei lipshuta lachra. Why doesn't he learn from the pasuk? Remember, the on the previous amud there was a mandarma that learned trua the tkiya from the words havarta and taviru. It says and that we learned that to be a tkiya because it's like it's going to pass. This mandarma holds havarta taviru loy mashmalahu. Doesn't say tkiya, it just says havarta. That's not enough of a drasha for him. So therefore, even though he's learning, he's linking Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur to learn tkiya lefaneha from Yom Kippur, he doesn't feel like he has a strong enough basis. Even though it says the words havarta, shofar, and taviru, he doesn't think that that's enough to go on. Ela mai darshibu. So what does he do with, what does he darshan with these words? The Havarta uses Kidra Masna, Dhamra Masna, Vavarta Derech Havarosai, which means you have to blow the shofar in the regular way. You can't blow it backwards out of the big part or turn it inside out or whatever it is. Ta'aviru, what does he learn from that pasuk? The Kamrachmana Na'avre Biyad. Ta'aviru, he learns that I think it means that he should hold it in his hands. So I think actually there's a machlokes of exactly what Ta'aviru means. Let's see, is there a Rashi on that?
Yeah, on the side.
Ilav the hadar kasev lohavim mishtama taviru lashon tkiya. No, he learned something else. Right? I think it's a machloek, is it exactly? That's, Rashi just learns that it means that you have to blow.
Taisus maybe argues over there. There's a small Taisus nabri.
Yeah, there it is. Taisus argues. Very good. Yeah, I remember vaguely. The idach. Your masna. The other man says, "How do I learn about masna's halacha that you can't blow out of the big side?" Midishani b'dibure. And just because it changes in its language, that's enough already to tell me the halacha of Rav Masna. In other words, it could have written utkata shofar truah, and it says v'havarta shofar truah. That's enough to already learn the din of Rav Masna. So that is already enough. So you can learn two things from the pasuk. Midashani krabidibure, from the fact that it changed its choice of verb. It says v'havarta shofar truah, and it doesn't say Vitakata, which is tkiya. If it would have said tkiya b'shefer, then I would know that you have a tkiya lefaneh. It says va'avartos, I learned tkiya lefaneh, and I learned derech avaros. I learned two things. And that's we learn a master from. And the fact that navre biyad, where did we learn that from? Taviru biyad loy matzis amra. The Gemar Avra mi Moshe k'siv hacha v'avarta shofar truah k'siv hasam v'yitzav Moshe v'aviru kol b'machane mala alon b'kol afkan b'kol. So therefore, you can't say that the pshat is that you're tavir biyad without a tkiya. Again, let's see it again. And as far as the Tavir Biyad is concerned, you can't say that that's all the Pasuk is coming to tell you, is Tavir Biyad. Why? The Gomer Avra, Rami Moshe, Ksivacha, Vavarta, Shoifer, Trua, Ksivhasam, it's a much of a real Kaba Machel, Malan, the Koil, Afkan, the Koil, just like over there, you're clearly making a call, which is the Tkia. So to over here, there's a call, which is Tkia. So this is going to be a Kasha on Toysvis. Right, because Toys any says is a call. Yeah. Does that make any sense? Do you understand what that is? So I'll explain the way I understand according to Rashi. The Gemara's Havamina was that you're going to say, Navre Biyad, Rashi means that you just hold it in your hand. It just means to hold it in your hands. That's it. You don't have to blow it. Tosfos says, no, it means you have to hold it while you're blowing it. Rashi says, I would have thought that it just means hold it in your hand. Says the other man, it can't be just hold it in your hand because Moshe blew the shofar. So obviously we're also blowing the shofar. So therefore, there's no havamin of Navre Biyad. Okay, that all that was brought derech introduction just to say the following thing. Ulehai Tano, demaisi lomi midbar. According to the Tana, that this of the second brisa that brings the Gzera Shava from the Midbar that we spoke about, perhaps you could say that just like over there in the Midbar, what they were blowing was chatzoitzrus, trumpets, and not shofar. So then maybe also over here on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, maybe it should be with chatzoitzrus and not shofar. Remember, it doesn't say shofar by Rosh Hashanah. Talmud Loimer comes up and says, Tiku b'choydash shofar b'kesel yom chageinu. Which is a pasuk in Telem. Eize chag she'achoydash miskaseboy, which is the chag that the moon is hiding. Haviyomer zeh Rosh Hashanah. Again, the only yomtiv that we have, which is in the beginning of the month, and the moon is not in its full glory, is Rosh Hashanah. The Kamar Achmana Shofar. There you go. So you see you have a Shofar and Rosh Hashanah. Can you all hear me? Or Pinchas, hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Loud and clear.
Iskin Rav Avohu.
But what's why do we need this? What was wrong with the other one?
What was wrong with the Hekesh from Yom Kippur?
Yeah.
That was on Amud Aleph. This is a different Tana. We don't know what's the difference. Different Tanas learn from different places. The Gemara did not yet tell us why one Tana learned not like the other Tana. This Tana is learning from Midbar. The Tana on Amud Aleph, on Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, will not have the question that we just asked because he learns from Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur clearly is Shofar. Hashem is also Shofar. But according to the Tana, that's learning it out from Midbar. In the Midbar, it was Chatzoitres. So if you're learning Rosh Hashanah from Midbar, so who says this is a Shofar Bechal? So we learn it out from the Pasuk of.
He doesn't even hold of the Gzera Shav at all from.
I don't know because we brought an epistle Gzera Shav over here, so that maybe we're going to see maybe the Gemara is going to help us with that. I don't know.
Like maybe he doesn't hold the full force of that Gzera Shav. He needs Batson to learn all the halachas over here, but he's not going to dingzach on this Gzera Shav that I never heard of. So therefore,
we'll see if the Gemara gives us more insight into the machlokes. We'll see what happens. Okay. Iskin Ravavo Bekesari Tkia Shalosh Shvarim Trua Tkia. Ravavo made a takana that you do Tkia Shvarim Trua Tkia. Wow. And I mean, we do that, right? That's Tashrat. Ilili Yalil Levit Tkia Trua Tkia. Ignuchiganech Levit Tkia Shalosh Shvarim Tkia. So, which one does he hold? So the Gemara Mesafkele Iginu Chiganach Yulu LeYolo. He doesn't know if it's this one or that one. So therefore, there's both. Maskele Rav Avira V'Dilma Yulu Le Havivikom Mafsik Shalosh Shvarmein Trua L'Tkia. The Havivah Avit Tkia Trua Tkia. Says the Gemara Maskele Rav Avira. Hold on a second. Maybe it's supposed to be Yulu LeYolo, and then the Shvar that you do is going to be Mafsik between the Trua and the Tkia. The answer is he does afterwards tkiya true at tkiya. Maskil Ravina, Viduma Genuche Havi become mafsik true ben shvarim latkiya. Okay, but maybe so then what maybe the right thing is that it's a genuche ganach, tkiya shvarim, and then the true is being mafsik. So the Gemara, the hadar of it tkiya shvarim tkiya. So now as he does tkiya true at tkiya shvarim tkiya, and tkiya shvarim true at tkiya. Amar Avavo, the Mayiskin, I genuche ganach avde yuloyala avde. So then what did he accomplish? You already did tkiya true at tkiya, you already did tkiya shvarim tkiya. So what's the point of being tkiya shvarim true at tkiya? So the Gemara, misafklei dilma ganach viyalil. Maybe it's both. Yahachi levet nami ipcha. Tkiya trua shlo shvarim tkiya. Why don't you do tkiya trua and then shvarim? Dilma yalil viganach. So the Gemara, stamma de milsa ki misra in the inish milsa beresha ganach vahadar yalil. No, people usually, first they do ganach and then yalil. Ganach again is groan. Yol is more of a weep. It's so first people groan. Groan is like is more like level headed. It's painful, but it's level headed. I actually spoke about this on Rosh Hashanah. I said over a beautiful pshat from the Nesivos. I'll tell you quickly before we continue. And the Nesivos says that what does it mean misaf galei? He says that these three sets are keneged the tzaddikim, rishayim, and beinanim. He says because genuche ganach is just yisurim. And in Yilulei Yalel is more avelos. It's more misa. It's more crying, or like for a loss. So therefore, the tzaddik, everyone's going to have, you know, ein tzaddik bar tzeshi yasatoy v'lo yechte. So he might have shvarim. He might have true. I mean, the Rasha has shvarim, and the Beinoni, who's tluyin v'aimdin. So he's, you know, we don't know yet what he's going to have. He's going to have a shvarim. He's going to have trua. Therefore, he does both. Those are the three different sets. Three sets are tzaddikim, rishayim, and beninim, or beninim, tzaddikim, and rishayim.
So again, the tzaddik has the shvarim,
because shvarim is more yisurim.
More level headed.
It's not misa, right? It's yisurim. It's when a person hurts, it's like ah, oh, that hurts. When a person's like more in more mourning, it's like it's like crying over the dead more. That's Yilulei Yalel. That's what she was, Aim Sisera. And then there's someone who's in between. He doesn't know. So therefore, he's got both of them. He's like waiting in the balance. Okay. Says the Gemara, two dots. Lamedalanamav. Toka b'rishona mashach b'shniya kishnayim. Amar Rav Yochanan. Shama teisha koilos b'teisha shois b'yoyim. You heard nine koilos in nine different times of the day. Yotza. Tanya nami hachi. Shama teisha koilos b'teisha shois b'yoyim. Yotza. Mites b'nei adam ke'echad. Let's hear 10 people at the same time blowing. Sorry. Lo yatsa. Kiyam izeh, truam izeh, yatsa. Let's see here. 10 different people blowing 10 different times, or one right after the other. Yatsa v'afilu b'sirugin. Even if they're, it seems like they're out of order. That's what b'sirugin. Or at least if there's a break between them. I'm not sure if they're out of order. Even if there's a hefsek between them. V'afilu kol yom kulay. Mi amar Rabbi Yochanan hachi? Does Rabbi Yochanan hold that way? V'amar Rabbi Yochanan says, V'amar Yochanan mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadek, v'hal magila imsha k'day ligmar eskula chazer l'roish. So you see over there, you can't have a long hafsik. If a person is mafsik long enough for him to finish, he has to go back to the beginning. So how can you say kol yom kula the tkiyas? Like hasha hadidei hadirabe. In a chanami, these two statements do not really cannot really be understood together. One, he was quoting him as his Rebbe. The other one was his own personal opinion. And he himself holds that you can't do it. Ravo himself, he was coming after Rabbi Yochanan. And he was reading Shema. When he would come to the places where you can't anymore, you can't say Shema in those places, so there he would be quiet. So, because you can't say Dram Shabbat Kedush in that place. Basu de Chalif, after he left that place. So Amar Lei, so Rav Avoh said to Rabbi Yochanan, Ma'al Ligmar, am I able to finish now? Amar Lei, Ishayis, Bekdei Ligmar is Kula, Chazor L'Roish. He said back to him, no. If it was long enough that you could have finished it, then you have to go back to the beginning. So what do we see? We see from over here that he holds that you have to go back to the beginning. No, this is what he said to him. Lidi di loy smirli. I don't hold of this, you know, it's a problem at all. Lidi dach. The shitascha that you hold the smirlach, that you hold that there is a hafsik in shehisak. They ligmar is kula choizer leroish. But he's not necessarily stating his own opinion. So I guess it's another time that he's not stating his own opinion, stating either his Rebbe's opinion or he's kind of like addressing the person who he's talking to. Tana Rabbanon, says the Gemara. Tkiyos ein ma'akvois zu es zu. Tkiyos anat ma'akev the brachas. Brachas ein ma'akev zu es zu. And the brachas anat ma'akev the tkiyos. Kios u brachos shel Rosh Hashanah v'shel Yom Kippur ma'akvos. Okay, so let's get it straight. Tana Rabbanan, kios of Tainis Tzibor, that's what it's referring to, are not ma'akiv. The brachos of Tainis Tzibor are not ma'akvos. Kios ubrachos shel Rosh Hashanah v'shiyom kippurim are ma'akvos. My taima, what's the reason? Amar Rabba shamar Hakadosh Baruch Hu imu lefanei Rosh Hashanah malchus zechonis afroise shayfers malchus kedei shetam lichuni alechem zechonis kedei she yavoi lefnechem zechonach lefanei zechonim latoiva ubame bashayfa. So what do we see?
The brachos, though.
What?
How do we see the brachas?
Because the whole point of the shofars is that it's part of the Malchus, Zechronis, and shofars. The shofars is there to kind of like to escort, to accompany the brachas in. So if that's the point of the shofars, bameh, bashofar, what does that mean? It's imru lefanai. I'll say it again. Imru lefanai. That's the brachas. Bameh bashofar. Is that clear?
So it's interesting. What you just pointed out, Yoni, it comes out there's like two nakudas to Shefer. The Bameh is the Bashefer, but you're also, you have Psukim just like Malchus and Zechronis.
Yes. 100%. That is correct. I think there's actually discussion about that, about the Psukim. That's coming upon us very soon.
Like maybe you don't need a bechlal if the shofar accomplishes what it needs to do. Like you should have the psukim.
I seem to remember it might be right here, but I don't remember exactly.
Okay.
Okay, my friends. Here we are. What does it say in the Mishnah? Misha be'ach v'cherkach nisman alo shofar tokeya mariyah v'tokeya. Someone that davened, and afterwards he gets a shofar, he just blows the shofar. It says the Gemara, Taima, do I have a shofar me'ikara? The reason is because he didn't have a shofar originally. I'll have a shofar me'ikara. Kishama lehu asidra brachas shama lehu. He's supposed to be blow by the seder of the brachas. This we know is a machloikas Ashkenaz and Svar exactly how to do it. Says the Gemara. Rav Papa Bar Shmuel come litzluye. Rav Papa Bar Shmuel got up to daven. Amalei l'shame, he told to his shamish, ki nahirnalan, when I give you the simen, when I give you the sign, tkali, blow for me on the brachas. Amalei rav aloi amru ela b'chavar ir. This that we said, that you're supposed to blow with the seder brachas, is only when you're davening b'tzibur. What does that mean? Al seder v'lo al seder habrachas. Hold on a second. I guess you so an al seder. Al seder means tkiya true tkiya. Shloa seder abrochas means they shouldn't do it. In other words, if I'm davening with a minyan, so I do it by malchias, and then I do it by zechroinos, and I do it by shayfris. But if I'm doing it biyachid, I have to do tkiya true tkiya. I don't do tkiya tkiya true. I do tkiya true tkiya, which is al seder, but it doesn't have to be al seder abrochas. It means I don't do it necessarily with the malchias, zechroinos, and shayfris. So what the Gemara is saying is that when you daven biyachid, you don't do it in your shtilish menesrei. That's this is seems to be a nod for Nusach Ashkenaz as opposed to Nusach Svard. It does it during the Shtil Shemon Esrei. Even though that this Nusach Svard does it in the Shtil Shemon Esrei when they're davening B'tzibor, but I'll call upon him, when you're davening B'yachid, you do the Shemon Esrei, and then afterwards you do the Tekiah Truah Tekiah. Does that understand?
Crystal clear.
Okay. I hope perfect. Thank you. Thank you. Says the Gemara Vayter. B'yachid sheloi taka. Now we're just saying another interesting halachit. Yachid sheloi taka. Chaveroi teke aloi. A yachid that did not yet blow, his friend can blow for him. B'yachid sheloi birach, but a yachid that didn't daven yet. Now again, we use the language of birach, the terminology of birach, but it means someone that didn't daven yet. Ein chaver mevarach alav. His friend cannot daven for him. Person's down for himself. Umitzvah betoiken yoiser min ha-mevarchim. This is fascinating. There's a bigger mitzvah for the blowing than from the Ketzad. What do we mean to say? Shtei yoris. Let's say there's two cities that are near you. Ba'achas toikim u'ba'achas mevarchim. One of them, they're going to have a shofar, but no one knows how to daven because they're no sidurim. And the other one, they're davening, but they have no shofar. You figure that maybe the two cities would get together, they didn't. Where should you go? Hochem l'makom shetoikin, then hochem l'makom shemevarchim. Go to a place that they're blowing. You don't go to the place where they're davening. So the Gemara, pshita, hadiraisa derabanan. It's pashit. Kiyoshof is the araisa. And the details of the nusach of the davening is only midrabanan. Even though one is vadai and one is safek, even in a case when you would say, if I go to a place that they're davening, for sure I'm going to find 10 people davening, and I'll for sure at least be yoitze my tefillah. But when it comes to going to a place where they blow shofar, maybe they already blew and they left or whatever it is, I won't be able to find the shofar. And those ones that maybe you would think that you should go with what you know, one in the hand is worth two in the bush. Kamash Mullah, no, we're going to go big. But to say go hard or go hard, the way I say it. There's no going home. It's go hard or go hard. Or okay. Else you say go hard or go harder. Anyway, the kitzer, so we're going to go for the shayfer, even though it's a suffix.